Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrittori, keeping you informed on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're diving into what shook the insurance world this past week. We start with criticism flying in from consumer advocacy groups directed at Australian insurers. This comes in the wake of these insurers rejecting recommendations set to eliminate practices seen as harmful to consumers, termed as poverty premiums and loyalty taxes. The Financial Rights Legal Center is at the forefront, bringing to light the financial strain these practices impose on consumers through higher rates for monthly payments and increased renewal premiums. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, acknowledges the criticisms, but cites competition law restrictions as stumbling blocks. The ball now lies in the insurer's court to take constructive action with priorities on consumer trust and fairness. In related news, ICA CEO Andrew Hall appeals to the government for essential reforms to keep motor insurance premiums from racing up. Since 2019, motor insurance premiums have gone up by an alarming 42%, averaging $1,052 annually. The push factors: labor shortages, supply chain disruptions, and inefficiencies in accident management. Though insurers are striving to cut costs down, the ICA insists that government intervention is urgent. The proposed reforms will tackle skills shortages, enhance supply chain resilience, and smoothen out in-house processes to counteract the effects. On to vehicle insurance, as there's grave concern over the sharp spike in car theft claims. Insurance Statistics Australia reveals costs have nearly doubled from 2015 to a whopping $428 million last year. Claims are up by 27%, with regional areas witnessing the brunt of this rise. Queensland and Victoria observed increases in costs, while Western Australia and New South Wales experienced a dip. The upward trend in car values and repair costs adds extra pressure on premiums, posing a huge challenge both to consumers and the insurance sector. On a legal note, an uninsured driver was denied compensation in a dispute with QBE Insurance by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. Centered around a collision with a QBE-insured vehicle near a fire truck, AFCA defended QBE's stance, attributing the accident to the uninsured driver's failure to maintain a safe distance. However, in a slight twist, QBE has been directed to pay $500 for initially giving the driver incorrect information about financial responsibilities in the wake of the accident. And there you have it, the most pressing events in the insurance industry for the week ending March 27, 2025. Here's to hoping for more certainty and fairness in the sector. Until next time, this is Paige Estrittori from Financial Services Online, keeping you informed.